Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests. Fox News Channel, Dom Giordano's show, is so fortunate. They have such a great talk host, news host, at night in Shannon Bream. But the Supreme Court, no one owns that like Shannon Bream and her coverage of it. She's also the author of The Mothers and Daughters of the Bible Speak, Lessons on Faith from Nine Biblical Families. Another great book. Let's go to Shannon here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Shannon, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, did I see you or was it somebody else with, in Washington, mob over the weekend, throwing stuff at the windows and the like? Did that happen at Fox?
You know what? That happened with some of our folks up in New York.
Okay.
I was talking with Ashley Strohmeyer about that on the show Friday night. And, she said that it was a little bit dicey. She had some firsthand experience from her vantage point there. And, there were some folks who apparently were not happy with the decision and decided to discuss that outside of Fox.
Yeah, exactly. So, Shannon, let's talk first, if you would, about the Coach Kennedy decision. When we saw the other decisions, I thought this was going to be a layup here, what the court would want to do, and John Roberts did join in on this. What's the takeaway from this religious decision today?
Well, essentially, the whole question about this has been whether a public employee could have expressions of faith that may be viewed in the workplace or by others in the workplace. And this case, as you know, has been litigated for years back and forth. And Justice Gorsuch wrote for the 6-3 majority, and he said, you know, at some point, let me read you a little bit of what he said. He said, learning how to tolerate speech or prayer of all kinds is, quote, part of learning how to live in a pluralistic society, a trait of character essential to a, quote, tolerant citizenry. So he says, listen, learning to tolerate religious expressions you don't agree with is indispensable to life in a free and diverse republic, he says. So what this means is that public employees don't have to check all of their faith-based expressions at the door when they clock in for work.
And I completely agree with that. And I like the way that Gorsuch and what you pluck from that. I was looking at it, though, somebody that played sports and my producer a little bit more. Did the court take a look at pressure, alleged pressure, on any of these students to go and join in? Otherwise, they get more limited playing time or they don't start.
Yeah, they did. I haven't read everything, but in glossing through, yes, there was a section of this opinion where they do talk about that. There had been allegations that students felt pressured, but there wasn't, they said, you know, strong evidence in the record that explained where this was coming up, because we've been told that along the way that there are people who complain. They were worried, like, my student may feel like they have to show up at these prayers or it's going to affect their playing time. And I asked Coach Kennedy about that a few weeks ago after the case was argued, it was the day before the case was argued. I talked to him and said, well, what about that? And parents who say, listen, this is a legitimate worry that my kid maybe is not into this, but feels like, well, I got to show up. And he said he actually, over the years, had two different players at two different times come to him to say that they weren't comfortable with the on-field prayer thing, and that he actually made them team captains in some capacity because they said, I felt it was important for me to honor kids who were independent thinkers and were able to stand up for themselves and say, I don't feel good about this. He said, I never wanted a player to feel any pressure, and I tried to actually reward these kids and say, good for you for speaking your mind, and I'm never going to punish you for not praying.
Wow, I didn't know that fact. Well, that's a good answer to this whole thing. Shannon, I don't know about you or if you can comment. You'll know how to do it and stay in your role as a journalist, but I thought the Trump judges, so-called, except for Gorsuch, I was with Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett, on some other decisions, the election particularly, I wanted the court to be involved. They have to be involved in election law at some point. So I was kind of surprised when we got this draft. I wasn't surprised by Alito. I've had him on several times. Were you surprised by how this turned out?
Meaning the Roe decision?
Yes.
You know what? I think that the having that leak weeks ago gave us all time to sort of digest it and see what was coming. I thought after sitting through the arguments that there would be, you know, at least five, maybe six of the justices who would say, okay, this Mississippi law banning most abortions after 15 weeks is good law. We're going to uphold it as constitutional. The question always was whether they would kind of swing for the fences on Roe, which five of them clearly did. So I'm not sure after hearing the arguments, I thought that they would take that next step and go as far as they did. But once we had that leaked opinion, I thought, well, if at least five of them stick together, this is going to be momentous. And I think it's fair to say that it was.
So it's fair to say, too, that the three Trump judges have been very, very instrumental. Is it Thomas driving some of this, or is it, I think, it's Alito ultimately that drove this?
I think clearly on the Roe decision, that was Justice Alito. Not surprising to me. I mean, he, you know, it lines up with other decisions and kind of, I think, his philosophy and where he's been in the court. Not surprising to me that Justice Thomas was the driver on the Second Amendment case the day before on the issue of guns. Thomas has been very vocal in you know, saying things to the effect that the Second Amendment has been sort of treated as a second-class right. So I clearly thought he would be the voice on that. Not surprising to me that Justice Alito is on this issue. I think they both have very different personalities. They're very close friends, and I think close ideologically on almost every single issue. So I think it's fair to say that the two of them have been in kind of a situation where they back each other. They're going to see things the same way. And they're both very strong voices behind the scenes.
We're talking with Shannon Breen, breaking down both these cases. Politico today says something, and it appears to me to be the case, that John Roberts has lost his incrementalism on these things, the sway over this. Is that the buzz around this, and which judge has he lost? Is it Amy Coney Barrett, for example?
I do think he's got to feel some level of frustration, because he's always from the beginning been one of those who wanted to find the most narrowly tailored solution to, you know, to whatever the issue is, whatever the case has been over the years that he's been on the court. I think he feels like it's safer for the court. It's better for the court as an institution to be viewed as very modest in its role. And so, you know, I thought his concurrence he wrote in the Dobbs decision on Roe v. Wade last week kind of summed him up perfectly, because he looked at both sides, the dissent and the majority, which decided to take out Roe and Casey, and said both sides, you know, had a relentless freedom from doubt, were his words. And I think that he felt like, gosh, I'm not reining in anybody in this case. The two sides are absolutely dug into where they're going. There's no holding back on that. And it really defies where he wants to go. So I think it's fair to say, you know, he is not controlling the other five in the so-called conservative majority. They are independent thinkers, and that includes the new ones as well. The newest feel very independent, and they don't always stick together on everything. They have on some of these really big cases the last few days, but they're definitely independent thinkers. And I think you see that probably more with Justice Gorsuch than you do with the others. Maybe a little bit of a libertarian streak with him. And so Roberts is definitely not, you know, I think controlling that majority in any way. I think that's obvious after the last week or so.
Well, I'm happy about that. Well, who do you have on the show tonight?
You know what? I think that we're going to have Coach Kennedy and his attorney, Kelly Shackelford. We have covered them many times over the years. I think they'll be with us tonight. We've got some legal eagles to debate some of the other things that are going on out there as well. And a political panel, there's no shortage on that front. You know, the president's over at the G7. Yeah. The Supreme Court still has a couple of biggies that we're waiting for. We get opinions again on Wednesday. So there's always a lot of legal and political analysis on the show, and tonight will be no different.
Shannon, did you happen to see this parting question, 30 seconds or so? Wall Street Journal, when you swipe your card at a gas station, $175 is what they're putting on hold at that point because of inflation and gas prices.
Whew.
Yes.
I did not see that, but
check
that
one out.
Shocking.
I'll use that tonight. I'll be watching. I hope you're able to use that. The mothers and daughters of the Bible speak lessons on faith from nine biblical families. Shannon, thank you so much for coming on today.
Always great to chat with you. Have a good one.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.